Mishnah Beit. So yesterday we had the idea of all of the things that you're not allowed to do on Erev Shviyas, which is this time of the year. And we said that there's such a thing as a Sedei HaIlan, which was a Machlokas Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai. And we said that as long as it was good for the Peros of the year before, or Atzeret, Aliba de Beit Hillel, that you could continue to do your work in the field. And it didn't define what was the meaning of a Sedei HaIlan. Is that like a single tree? Is a certain number of trees? Now remember, we had the inyan of Eser Netiot, but those are Netiot, those are not Ilanot. Those are just these growing, the first growth of a tree is a Netiot. So what exactly would be an Ezeu Sedei HaIlan? So what is considered to be a Sedei HaIlan? That we have the din of the Tosefet, and if it's not a Sedei HaIlan, we got a problem, because it's Sedei HaIlan, we're allowed to go from Atzeret. But if it's considered to be a Sedei Lavan, if it's considered not to be an orchard, and instead it's a regular field, then we have a problem, because you have to stop working from Pesach time. So what would give you the din of a Sedei HaIlan? Kol shlosha ilanot lebeit sa'ah. A beit sa'ah is 50 by 50. And as we said, a beit sa'ah is called a beit sa'ah because that is the size, 2,500 square amot is the size that you're able to plant normal planting of a sa'ah of tvua. So imru uyim la'asot, if you have three trees in this beit sa'ah, and they are ru'uyim la'asot kikar dvela shoshishi mona bi'italki. And now here's a machlokes. The Rambam learns it means all together, the three trees. The other Rishonim learn that it means every tree. So if every tree would be able to give you a yield that could make you a kikar dvela, those are those pressed pressed figs. And we're not only talking about figs, as we'll see in a moment, but let's pretend if it's figs, and these trees would be able to give you a kikar dvela, that big hunk of pressed fig, that would be the weight of shishim mona italki, which is quite a bit, about 25 kilo, then chorshim kol beit sa'ah b'shvilan. If they're scattered in that area, then we can plow up the entire beit sa'ah after Pesach until Atzeret, or after Pesach until Reb Shammai's shita, while it's still good for the peros. But if they don't produce that much, so then you're only allowed to be choresh melo ha'orevis alo chutzalo. Then you have to deal with each tree separately. You can't plow the entire area. The entire area is actually viewed as a stei lavan. And what you can do is what is necessary for each one of these trees' survival. So that would be the area directly underneath the tree, plus the amount of space that the person who's working on the tree, who would be harvesting the tree, and who has the basket with him, a large basket, to be able to. So basically that adds an additional 2 amos to the size. So only that is allowed. Now, this does not mean, says the next Halakha Mishnah, that we're talking about only fig trees. This is true even if it's a non-fruit-producing tree. Echad ilan tzrak ve'echad ilan ma'achal. Doesn't matter whether we've got other fruits or whether we've got no fruits. The definition of a stei ilan is actually built around the level of the productivity of that tree, the amount of work it's going to need in order to be able to maintain that level of chiyus. And therefore, we compare them all to Te'enim. So what we say is, take a look and pretend that this pine tree is actually a fig tree. A fig tree of this size and virility. How many figs would it produce? Would it produce 60? Or again, according to the Rambam, its proportionate amount? Or would it not? If it can itself produce, or according to the Rambam, 20 out of those mana b'italki, so then chorshim kol beit sa'ah b'shvilan, pochot mikan, ein chorshim lam elat l'tzorcha. So there we go, according to the comparison of the tree. So in order to understand what we mean by Steilon, we need to have some base in which to compare it. Our base that we took was the fig, but obviously a Steilon does not have to be figs. That's the point. Zogt, the next Halakha Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet. Okay, we're talking about doing the Beitza'ah until Atzeret, after Pesach, Harish of the entire area. What would be if only some of the trees produce the correct amount and others don't? So let's say we had these three trees, but only one of them produces the Skikar Dvela, or the proportionate amount, and Shnayim Enosi, or maybe two of them even, produce this Kikar Dvela, or according to the Rambam, proportionate amount. Shnayim Osim ve'chad eino osa. So then, obviously, as we explained, Ein Choshim Lahem Ela Letzorchan. Then each tree gets, like we said, Meloha Orev Esalo, and whatever it needs, but not the whole Beitza'ah, because only the trees, only two out of the three, are powerful enough. Now, now, there's two different girsaot here. Let's take the girsa. This criterion that we had is only true up to the point that you only have these three trees. But once you've got between three and nine trees, then it would be different. So if three of these nine trees, let's say, are the correct size, the other six are not. So what would be the din? So there again, this approach would be saying, even though you've got three trees, the others will make it not doable. Because then each tree, if you've got six trees that are not producing, three trees that are producing, then you could only take care of the three trees that you have. And you would not be allowed to do the rest of it, because it's the only idea of the Steilon was the three trees take up the area. The other trees that are not producing, why should I be allowed to do the Harisha for those trees? But once you get to 10 trees, if there's 10 or more than 10, then it doesn't matter how many trees are producing. Bein osin, bein she'ein osin, that is definitely considered to be a Stei Ha'ilan, and there, for sure, you would be allowed to do the entire Soda Komo. Okay, so this is the Rav's approach, which is basically a Chumrah in how to read it. Ad ha'yechad osu kikar dvelo shtayim osim in choshim lem elo letzorchan ad shiyu mishlosh avatisha. So that then, if there would be mishlosh avatisha, then you would be allowed to. Okay, continues the Mishnah. We said over here that you can only do around them and not the Beitza'ah. How do we get the idea b'chlal that there's an iser? Shenemar becharish uvakatzir tishbot. So what does it mean? The pashtus of that pasuk, where it's referring to Shabbos. Why in the world would the Torah have to tell us sheshes yomim ta'avod uvayom ha'shvi'i tishbot becharish uvakatzir tishbot? I mean, it said beferish the Malachas on Shabbos. Why do I need to mention becharish uvakatzir if we're talking about Shabbos? So therefore, what we understand is that it's a reference not to Shabbos of Bereshis, but it's referring to Shemitah. And it doesn't have to tell me the din that Becharish u'Bekatzir of Shviyas itself, because that it said Beferish in the Torah. Ella, it's got to be referring to Chorish al Erev Shviyas, Shunichmas b'Shviyas, and the Kotzir of things that grew during Shviyas, that is Yotzil u'Metzay Shviyas. So it's telling us that to plow your field, Becharish, before Shemitah is Aser, and that to harvest your field, if things grew during Shemitah, then it would be Aser even after Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel says it's not referring to Shemitah. Where is it saying about Shemitah? It's referring to Shabbos, and it's not coming to tell me the Iser. It's coming to tell me a Heter. Because remember, in terms of the actual din of the Tosefet Shviyas, it's Halacha L'Meshem Sinai. So the idea over here in the Potsik, says Rabbi Shmuel, is that Ma Charish Rishut Af Katsir Rishus. In the same way that we have nowhere in the Torah that there is a harisha that is a mitzvah. We're giving it a place in the Torah where I'm supposed to be harish. No such thing. So it's telling me the same thing is true about the kotzer. If you have a kotzer, which is a mitzvah, namely the Ketzir HaOmer, so this pasuk is coming to tell me that you really yotzer Ketzir HaOmer, which is a mitzvah, and that you're allowed to do even on Shabbos, and because of that, if you are a kotzer, you don't have your grain for the Omer, then the halacha is, even if it comes out on Shabbos, the 16th of Nisan, Shabbos Chalamoyed, that you are going to be Mechal Shabbos, because it's a heter for the tzorech of the bringing the Omer. So what about the basis of the Isser of Bechor Shabbatot Tishpot for Erev Shviyas? He holds that there's no remez in the Torah. It's entirely halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Everybody agrees that there's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. The problem is that if you learn from the pasuk, so then you don't have the basis to say that the din does not apply b'shas the churban. If you learn from halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim could be given with the specific exclusion of bizman hazeh, and therefore when Rabbi Gamliel was mevatel the takona and held that there was no takona at all bizman hazeh, even for sure not the tosefets of the chachomim, but even the shloshim yayim, he apparently was paskening like Rabbi Yishmael that it's entirely the halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim. We don't have any mocker in the Torah for tosefets of Shemitah.